We're visiting today with Cherokee Ballard. She's the Manager of Public Relations at Oklahoma Natural Gas. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, we had to have you on because April's a really special month for you guys. It's Safe Digging Month. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, every year, of course, April rolls around and we know this is an important month. We try to push the call before you dig message year round because it really is that important. But especially this year, because so many Oklahomans are dealing with looking at their yards and looking at the trees they may have lost and the shrubs they may have lost because of the bad ice storm last October. And then in February, the really cold snowmageddon, as many have called it, in February. So we're encouraging people to make this critical phone call, which is free. It doesn't cost you anything as a homeowner to make that call to 811. And that way you can have all the underground utility lines marked in your yard. So say if you look out and think, I need to replace this shrub, it's at my back fence, or this crepe myrtle tree that lines my fence or near my house is going to be lost from all of the bad weather. Before you do any digging, whether it's you doing it yourself or if you've hired someone to do it, say if you're doing a bigger project like putting in a deck or a pool or whatever, even if it's an excavator, they must make that phone call, because then what you're doing is not only are you protecting yourself from any potential damage to not only our lines are buried, so electric can be buried, internet, a number of utilities underground. And that way, when you have that person come out and mark those lines, you know exactly where everything is, so you can dig in the appropriate places and then not cause an outage or anything worse for you or your neighborhood.
Well, and that's super important too, because you can end up doing a lot more damage than you anticipated. If you break that cable line, if you break that electrical line, or you could screw up your whole sprinkler system, right?
No doubt. And it happens. And people just don't realize that this is a free service and it is critical to do. The one thing that Oki 811 has done this year that they've added, and in case you don't want to talk to people, I know during this pandemic, a lot of people have been really isolated and being alone, and some people crave that interaction. But if you don't want to talk to someone, you can go online to Oki 811's website and populate your address. And then when you pop in your address, it will automatically create that locate ticket for you. And that way, they'll come out within 48 hours of the actual online location ticket being generated and mark their lines. And then you can go about your business and have your project be successful and not cause any issues for you again or your neighborhood, which, could really upset neighbors if you knock out their cable or their internet or whatever you may hit. So it's really, really important. Another thing that we are pushing this year is what we call the tolerance zone. So when you get your lines marked, and so say you've got a project you're working on, and you're going to be using a shovel or doing some hand digging, we ask you not to dig within 24 inches on either side of that line. So 2 feet on either side of that line, that way you're really protected. So it's called the tolerance zone for a reason. That way there's no question as to where the line is. So again, that call to 811 or go online to 811 and generate that locate ticket. And then you won't be in any danger of an outage. So we've also created a fun little quiz on our website. We've got a dedicated website called BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. And you can go on there and register, and then your name will be put into a drawing for a $100 gift card. So say you need to go buy a new shrub, you could use that $100 gift card to replace your shrub in your yard.
Absolutely. Well, talk to us a little bit about the process. So let's say we either go online or we do dial the 811. What happens then? Do they come out, you said, within 48 hours usually?
Correct, yes. And they'll come out and they will mark the lines in your yard. So you'll see someone out either with the little flags that they have or spray paint. So natural gas lines are yellow, electric is red, AT&T is orange, water is blue, and whatever other utilities that are buried in your yard, they will mark that very specifically so you know exactly where you can and can't dig. It's a really easy process. Again, it doesn't cost you anything. Just make that call or go online. They'll be at your house within 48 hours and really sometimes faster than that. So it's critical to do and so important this time of year, but really year round.
Well, Cherokee, thank you so much. We're going to try to round up a couple of dig heroes, hopefully, as our listeners
yes.
hear this and go forward. And April's safe digging month, so we want to make sure we get as many as we can. So tell everybody once again all the steps if they need to do this online or they can actually call.
Go to OKI811 online if you have that ability. Pop in your address. It will automatically generate a locate ticket for you. Then you can expect within 48 hours someone to come out and mark your lines, or you can call them and give them your information and they'll do the exact same thing. And then you can go about your merry way and do your digging project and replace those shrubs and trees that you may have lost, and all will be well.
Now, I have heard, you can tell me if you've heard this too, I've heard we're supposed to wait until the end of April and see if it's still dead. And then if it really is dead, then we'll know for sure.
Well, I know my crepe myrtles look like they haven't made it, but one of my neighbors who's really good at landscaping and really knows her gardening and trees, she said, oh no, don't worry about that till they don't come out till mid-May. I guess I've never noticed it, but this year was so much looking like it didn't make it. I was really concerned because I've got some beautiful crepe myrtles in my backyard and I was very worried about it. So I'm going to give myself a few more weeks to look at those. But the stuff out front, the shrubs that didn't make it, I'm going to go ahead and generate my own ticket and get that started.
Yeah, we're going to all have our work cut out for us this summer with replacing some of the stuff that didn't make it. But of course, we want to do it
kidding.
Safely, for sure.
Absolutely. So either go online to OKI811 or make that call to 811. And we like to say, call 811 so you don't have to call 911.
That's exactly right. Well, Cherokee, thank you so much. So good to see you.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate it.